Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Charles Chang as my special expert guest. Sequel Naturals Limited is a young, rapidly growing and progressive manufacturer of premium natural health food products. Founded in 2001 by Charles Chang from his basement and on a shoestring budget, Sequel products are now found in over 5,000 health food retailers throughout North America, including Whole Foods, GNC, Loblaws, and Shoppers Drug Mart. Charles completed his bachelor's in business administration at Simon Fraser University in 1995. Prior to starting Sequel, he was VP of sales and marketing for a packaging company. Today, as president of Sequel, he focuses on coaching and managing and creating innovative new products. A proud father of three, Charles reports dutifully to his immediate supervisor, incredibly understanding and patient wife of 10 years. Charles' proudest achievement is spending the first half of his Sequel career working from home to help raise his children. Good morning, Charles, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Awesome. Thanks, Corey. Glad to be here.
Well, listen, let's go back for a moment to a time before Sequel existed, and I think that we'd all like to know where you came up with the idea or the vision of Sequel and actually how you came up with the name.
Well, I wish I had a story of being deathly ill and curing myself with nutritional products. I don't quite have that story, but I've always really been into working out and lifting weights, and I took all the sports nutrition stuff going back to Hot Stuff. I don't know if you remember Hot Stuff, Corey, but I used to illegally smuggle it across the border to take it. It was a whey protein something or other way back then. And so I've always been into nutrition and health and fitness and had a real interest in doing something in the industry. I also came from the corrugated packaging industry, which is a very different industry, but some of our key clients were in this industry. So people like Natural Factors and Flora and Sisu and great companies like that in BC. I thought, you know, I could do this. I could get into this industry and create awesome products and do similar things and just be passionate about this. So that's sort of where the impetus came from, was my clients. You know, the wellness revolution is on us. We know we need alternatives to traditional pharma, medication-type drug delivery system industry. And so I felt we got to do something with foods, with functional foods, with great, healthy products that will help people, give them other options. So that was sort of the driver behind me wanting to get into the industry. The name, it's interesting you asked that, Corey, not many people ask that, but Sequel has a few meanings. One, it's a play on words, seek wellness, so seek well is part of seek wellness. And also, it's kind of my second business, a second start. Sequel is also meaning for, you know, maybe an encore performance, if you will. My first business, I didn't do so well. I was very young and made some mistakes. And it's also a second chance for people for health. So lots of kind of meanings that are important to us in our business.
Yeah, that's great. Outstanding. They say that every master was once a disaster, myself included. Looking back, I know that we can look back with laughter and humor and see the career path unfold. Now, you're an entrepreneur right down to the bone. Did you get that from university? Where did you get that passion and drive to do it on your own, in your own terms, on your own way?
I don't know. It's weird. I think you're born with it, Corey. Like when I was a little kid, I'd draw little comic books, and I'd put publisher on there, and I'd put, you know, words like CEO Charles Chang. I don't know why or where it came from. When I was selling chocolates, I'd sell the most chocolates, and I'd try and think of things from a business perspective just from a young age. Neither of my parents are entrepreneurs. They're both academics, and I don't know, just born with it. I just love business. I love the whole idea and concept of making stuff and having people appreciate it and buy it and enjoy it and make a difference, and it's just a ton of fun.
Isn't that interesting? You sold the most chocolates, and here you are now selling a natural chocolate, which, by the way, happens to be one of Tracy's favorite snacks.
All right.
Now, when you start a business from scratch, before you've got the reputation that you clearly have earned, who do you count on? Where do you get the leverage from? How do you make it go?
You know, it really comes down to hustling, to be honest with you. When we first started, we didn't know anybody, and really, I have to thank our customers, our early customers, that took a chance on us when we were nobody. And these are the independent health food stores, the thousands of stores that do great jobs in their communities. They're the number one reason for our being and for our success. They believed in us, they supported us, and we're very thankful. You know, it's also great that our industry itself has many great givers, like mentors, unofficial mentors, I'd call them, people that I looked up to that I would try and emulate, that I would ask questions of, that were very helpful. People like yourself, Corey, you know, I'll name a few, Michael Theodore, Alice Chung from Alive, Dean Parks, Brad King, I mean, a long list of just great, genuine, helpful people that, you know, we might have been competitors even in just real giving industries. So I try and give back in the same way to new upstarts and so forth. But I just think being out there hustling, going out and seeing stores and really trying to share your passion and your beliefs and values with them. And I think that if you're on the right track, they're going to support you. If you're not, then you can't fake it. I guess that's my thing. And also, you know, really having great staff. Like, I mean, from day one, we've always had, been really blessed and fortunate to have awesome, dedicated employees who really took the business as their own and ran with it. And we could never do this without our awesome employee team, too. So
that's great. That says a lot about you, because you're the guy that's running the show, and the magnificence of the company and the quality of the people that you have is always a testament to the man in charge. Now, the principles that you drive home into your people and that you use to manage the company, what are some of those key concepts that you believe are really important to make your ship work and do what it does?
Well, one of the key things strategy-wise is we are a triple bottom line company. So that means we look at not just profit, but also our people and also the environment, the planet, as key things that determine our success as a company. It's really important to us that we look at all three pillars when running our business.
Now, if you were at a party or a restaurant and you met somebody new and they said, Charles, what do you do? And once you said that, what is the business? What is Sequels? They maybe don't have any knowledge of what Sequels is. How would you describe the business?
I'd say that we're a premium and innovative creator and supplier of natural plant-based food products for the health industry. I think that we try and be different and try and be innovative and try and bring unique solutions to the marketplace. And also more through food, I think, than supplements, even though we are in the supplement category.
So what makes you unique compared to some of your competitors?
Well, I think we're really authentic in that when we bring something out, it's purpose-built. We don't just do a, you know, I've heard the terms like fairy dusting or sprinkling, you know, throwing out ingredients to try and make product together. We actually, our products come from, usually they're the brainchild of Brendan Brazier, who's our formulator. He's a professional pro triathlete. And so the products are actually ones that we feel will make a big difference. And actually, I know people say, well, really work and so forth, but we really believe in our products. When we formulate, when we create our products, every ingredient is purpose-driven. I think that we're ahead of the curve. I think one of the things that we do well is read into trends or needs in the marketplace before most of our competitors and really try and actually provide unique solutions and products and so forth before it becomes mainstream.
So as a supplier, you have to follow rules and regulations regarding quality control. Do you exceed those standards in any way? And if so, can you describe how you exceed them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's something that our industry is pretty strongly, tightly regulated, and being on top of the regs is really key. But going beyond that, for example, rather than just buying an ingredient that is from a distributor, let's say, where maybe dozens or hundreds of other companies will buy the same ingredient, we often will go to the source. I know a ton of farmers and people that actually get involved in the creation of the products. We work with our manufacturers of the raw materials to come up with more innovative forms of those products and so forth. So a lot of what we do involves not just using what's already there, but actually helping create it. So I think that's kind of our MO, is to be really unique and innovative and different.
Now, you're dependent on your retailers and their support and the relationships that you've built over the years and even when the company was initially growing. So how healthy is that sector of the field, like the health food stores themselves? Is the market growing? Are the stores increasing? And what areas do you see they need to adapt or grow or change?
Yeah, good question. I think that the industry is growing. I mean, I see stats on it, you know, looking at it sort of like high single-digit growth, I think, for the traditional health food retailer. And I think that the area that could use the most work, and I think there's polarity. The innovative ones that are looking to change and always update themselves and so forth are doing better. You're seeing big double-digit growth. And then the ones that are more traditional, you know, I'll call them your typical, maybe your vitamin shop and so forth, you know, vitamins and minerals and herbs and so forth, are not quite doing as well. And I think that it's following a key trend in the market that people want more than nutrition through food or food-like substances as opposed to your capsules and tablets and so forth. And I think that that's an area that the industry can learn from a bit more. There's a huge push for functional foods. A functional food is defined as a food that has functional properties, like, for example, an example everyone would know would be like an orange juice boosted with calcium, you know, or omega-3s. And I think that that's an area that our industry can lead.
Would you agree that in, say, Fortune 500 companies, whether it's big Microsoft or IBM or even automobile industries, so they seem to put a lot of energy, focus, time, and money on training their salespeople, not so much on the product knowledge, although that's very important, but actually how to sell. Do you think that the retail industry could improve in that area?
Yeah, that's actually a really big area of opportunity, I think, too. I think it's harder and harder these days to get good staff. It might be, you know, maybe our younger entitlement generation or what have you, and maybe there's more turnover than there used to be. So I think that's definitely an area that requires some focus, is to prepare our staff and to ensure that people are educated, do know what they're doing, and are able to convey the goals of the company and educate about the products and so forth. So absolutely.
So if there's no big turnover with your company, why is that?
Well, we treat our, like I said, as our three pillars, triple bottom line, people are one of our three top priorities, along with the planet and, of course, the profit. But we treat our people really well. We're like a big family. I know it sounds cliche, but really it is about making sure that everyone has clear objectives, they're supported, they have the proper tools, you know, and we put a lot of resources into developing our people, making them more capable, giving them the education and all that. So we're proud to say that in the 9 years we've been in business, we've literally had, I can count on one hand, the number of people who have quit and voluntarily left in 9 years.
That's fantastic. That's really, really cool. Now, let's talk about supply side and how it works. I walk into a health food store. I see a Sequel product on the shelf. Tell us what it took right from the beginning, the parts that nobody sees, and what it takes to actually get that product on the shelf.
Yeah, lots of fun. It's a lot of work. So it takes about a year almost to develop a product from first concept to actually seeing it on the shelves. It starts with an idea or a concept, and usually that falls from us, you know, being really in the loop in terms of reading all the trade journals, attending trade shows, talking with people, talking with consumers, doing homework all the time, and, of course, a lot of input from Brendan, who's our formulator, to get a concept or define a need in the marketplace, a gap, something that we feel could really help and make a difference. Then it goes to a rough formulation. So we'll sketch out sort of the rough idea of the ingredients we'd like to see that would comprise the benefits we want to give. And then, of course, we have to go through scientific validation. So that's a whole process of ensuring that the standards of evidence, as per our regulatory body, the NHPD, would be satisfied. So we want our products to be science-based and be able to support the claims that we make with actual science and meet the requirements of our regs. Then it comes to sourcing ingredients, and that's not as simple as just looking through a distributor's list of ingredients. That may come down to actually working with farmers to say, hey, we'd like you to grow this specific species or crop in this way. We'd like you to harvest it way earlier so we capture the benefits of the shoot as opposed to the full plant, blah, blah, blah. Lots of tweaking when it comes to how we get our ingredients. And then working with the suppliers to convert those raw materials into the form we're going to use. Often it's in powder form. So how are we going to dry it? We're going to spray dry it, freeze dry it? We're just going to mill it and sift it? What are the ways we're going to try and get the nutrition so the least impact or the least effect, negative effect that is done to the actual processing of these foods? Then we have to work on making samples that taste half decent, have good texture, which is a real challenge sometimes when you work with whole foods. We need to look at shelf stability. That's a key thing because a lot of things that are good in their natural format don't always last in on-the-shelf format. Then, of course, all the quality assurance and testing protocols have to be met. GMP, we have to make sure we find the right manufacturers. Sequel doesn't actually manufacture its own products. We outsource to third parties who do this professionally for a living, like they're exceptional at what they do. And so we need to find the right partners to actually make the products for us based on our formulations and our protocols. And then we have to choose the right packaging that will keep it shelf stable and also make it look attractive and so forth. And of course, there's a whole education of our staff and distribution to the stores. It's a whole process. If you looked at a spreadsheet that we would use to carry out a project like this, the number of steps involved would number in the high hundreds. So many, many steps involved to do it right. It takes a year, and it's probably the biggest time consumer of myself anyways, and it's really quite a challenge to do things right, we think.
That's fantastic. I'm going to use that rendition as a part of a new exam, I think. That was really good, Charles. Yeah.
Multiple
you know,
choice.
A lot of the people don't understand how much it takes to do what you do. And then, you know, the retailers are flipping their products over for 50, 100, 200%. But as a supplier, you can't expect to get that amount, can you?
Well, to be a pioneer in industry, you have to have a larger margin, to be fair, because so much of our resources goes into education. We're creating a category, and so you have to always make sure that you have the resources to educate and create demand and let people know about the products. So I've seen so many great products never really sell well because not enough resources are put into educating consumers about their benefits. At the end of the day, no, the margins aren't huge, but we have to make sure that we do our job in not just creating great products, but letting people know that they're available and why they should take them.
I just read a report from NPI yesterday from Health Canada. A couple of stores, maybe you heard about this, on the island got raided. It was a couple of gyms. I think the name was Fitness, etc. And, they, of course, they had some ephedrine and Maowang products.
Yeah.
Now, you know that this cat-and-mouse game is being played and has been played for, it seems like, centuries. There's the stores that have the so-called illicit products and the black market, DHEA. And I think that was one of the products that they confiscated. What is the regulatory climate like right now in Canada for a supplier?
Can I swear? In a word, I think the biggest thing is that it's uncertain. We just don't know what's going to happen. And as a manufacturer in this industry, it's very scary and unsettling for us because so many changes are happening. Like the legislation hasn't changed, but the regs and the application of the regs or interpretation of the regs is constantly changing. So we don't know what's coming or going. It's actually, I think it's very political as opposed to legislative. I think that we're looking more and more, going more towards foods because of it. The natural health product industry, the supplement industry here, it is at risk. It's truly at risk because of how the government is trying to regulate us.
Now, we've got an industry out there that, like you say, is live, it's active, it's in a constant state of flux, and there's a lot of uncertainty. So how do you prepare yourself for the possible changes that you can't even predict? Do you think that your line of products is more or less safer than maybe some of the other choices that some of the other suppliers make?
I think it's actually more risky because where the NHPD, who's the regulatory body for us, is lacking in it is the ability to interpret complex formulations or multi-ingredient products and deem them safe and efficacious or not. Their problem is, they'll say, okay, vitamin C, that's okay. We'll do that, and the easy ones, but ours are the most difficult, and very, very few products like ours have actually been approved. So theoretically, we're all selling illegally. It's scary. So I think there needs to be a differentiation in the regs that will treat food-like products differently from the true supplements, like vitamins, minerals, and herbs. But there's so much, there's so many people involved. Everyone's running around. There's so much turnover at NHPD. We don't know. I don't make this a political platform here, but I think that there's just not enough resources or expertise to go around to truly regulate our industry.
Have you had any visits or inspections from Health Canada?
Yeah, the one odd one here and there. Usually it's like a labeling review more than anything else. Nothing really, we've never been really negatively harmed by it. The biggest risks we faced was when the pharmaceutical industry, National Association of Pharmacists, was telling all its members that any product that doesn't have a natural health product approved, you know, and only a fraction of our industry does, should be delisted. That made our industry go into an uproar, and it actually resulted in a slight change in the regs by Health Canada just simply because that wasn't okay. But there are many risks, not just from the regulatory bodies, but also from the pharmaceutical side of things, who just love to see us fail as an industry.
Yeah. Now, what about the controversial issue of you supplying to Shoppers Drug Mart? I know that some of the more conservative, traditional retailers see that as some type of a betrayal. You're connecting yourself with Big Pharma. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't blame them for feeling that way. And I must say that from our customer's perspective, it's not viewed quite as strong as that. Maybe 10 years ago would have been more so. But I think that the people who own these stores, what they really want is the best health for everyone. They want a healthier Canada, and it's not just about their protecting their business. Now, I'm not going to say that for everybody because some are very strong about it, and some customers won't carry our products at all if we're in what we'll call, you know, pharmacies and so forth. But I think that my belief is that availability to all is a very important part of our industry. And for the development of our industry and legitimacy of our industry, when big players like Loblaws, like Shoppers say, you know what, we believe in this enough that we're going to carry this and put our resources behind it, that's a real testament to our industry. It strengthens us. It doesn't hurt us. Now, that being said, if you're not a progressive retailer and you just want to cry the blues about how mass market is killing you, then you will go the way of the dodo bird. But if you know that you have more education ability, you have more ability to carry a broader selection of SKUs, you have more ability to merchandise and to train and to involve your community, then you're going to do great. You know, I see so many health food stores doing better and better, even though mass is all around them. So I'm not a big fan of delineating distribution channels. I'm a big fan of saying, hey, we can all do well, and how we try and even the playing field is pricing. You won't see lower pricing in Shoppers and Loblaws than you will in health food stores. And they don't get an advantage on pricing over the health food store. That's how we keep the playing field fair. And I think that's the way every industry goes, is it starts off with, you know, very small niche type retailers. And if it has legitimacy and validity, it'll grow into something that's available to all.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly with what you said. I think that I would be committed to making my product, which has value, available to everyone everywhere, because that's the focus, that's the theme, is wellness and health for the nation, right?
Totally.
And the people that are critical, I think, are just covering up the fact that they are not shaping up. And my theme is shape up or ship out. Like you said, the way of the dodo bird, adapt, migrate, or die.
Exactly. I know people don't always want to hear that, but I think that's the way for, and it's not just our industry. You know, look at any industry that had to grow and scratch and claw its way to public acceptance. You know, it follows this protocol.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about some of your great products. What are some of your best-selling products and some of your favorite ones?
So our number one selling product and my personal favorite is our Whole Food Health Optimizer. So that was our first Vega product. And what it is pretty much an all-in-one, all-natural, all-plant-based, and it covers your protein, fiber, essential fatty acids, probiotics, enzymes, some cool supplements, some greens, all-in-one, easy-to-take, good-tasting shake. And I think that for many people who are as time-starved as they are nutritionally starved, is a really great benefit and been our bestseller pretty much since day one since it was launched.
Yeah, you know, I'm big on whey protein isolate, and so are a lot of my clients and students worldwide. But we're telling them, look at this hemp-based product, this hemp protein that Vega is all about and the sequel is just an outstanding product. So what we encourage them to do is to add in a scoop with their whey and sort of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of promoting it, Corey, because it's not about extremes. We're not trying to change the world and turn everyone into vegans and vegetarians. Far from it. In fact, none of our packaging or any of our education will even mention those words because they're somewhat social as opposed to just health. We think that variety and having multiple options is very important. I think having a broad cross-section of protein sources is really, really good. Whey is amazing. I think that there's great research behind it and so forth. I think there's also great opportunity in looking at plant-based proteins as an alternative. So take it alongside or in lieu of sometimes, and I think you get a nice balance.
Absolutely. You know, I like to play with vegans, and I respect all, but one recently asked me, Corey, are you a vegetarian? I said, no, I'm human, and I eat vegetarians. And it's lucky for you that I just finished eating.
I like that. That's a good one.
So, but you know, let's have some fun out there because, you know, as you know, humans have the potential to choose in ways that other animals can't.
Right.
And we've got this wonderful technology. And there's this great quote from Hippocrates who says that you've got to choose food from nature and both from human skill. And back then, interpreting that, he meant what we can create ourselves to treat illness. And I just think that one of the greatest attributes of Vega and Sequel is your quality. Your quality is really, really good. And I think that's such an important element that sort of drives home the success that you're experiencing, Charles.
Thanks.
Now, what's your connection to Brendan? Because I know he's a major player in your promotion, and he's written some great books, and we've done an interview with him. How's that going?
Awesome. Brendan is, I have to say, for a young guy who didn't have any formal business training or really any scientific training or anything like that, he's an amazing student of self-study, and he's gotten himself really, really educated on, you know, how foods affect performance and health. And he did it through an amazing series of training logs where he ingested different foods and looked at his performance as an indicator of how well it sat with him. And there's amazing information that he's documented over a 15-year period. And going vegan and competing as a professional Ironman triathlete, which is one of the most demanding sports, is quite a feat. I think that we're really proud that he's able to educate for us about the validity of a plant-based diet as an alternative. We don't preach veganism, but we talk about how ingesting more plant-based foods will make you healthier, especially over the long term. He's written a couple of best-selling books. He's got a nutritional course on performance nutrition through eCornell. We have a program called Thrive in 30, which is a practical application of his eating principles in a fun video format, free fun video format method. And so he's just a great guy, does a lot of speaking. He's on the road probably about 150 days a year speaking about plant-based nutrition and its effect on performance and health. He's gotten a lot of miles under his belt, that's for sure.
No kidding. Yeah, that's a great union you guys have. Now, what is your website address so that our people, our members and students can go check you out?
So our main homepage is sequelnaturals.com, so that's S-E-Q-U-E-L, naturals with an S.com. And our main product line is Vega, and our website for Vega is myvega.com. Folks, if you want to check out a cool, fun community as well, we have our vegacommunity.com, which is an interesting way to get more information as well through your peers.
Do you have anything set up? I know that you have it well organized for retailers. Some of the personal trainers have asked me this. Can they purchase direct or buy wholesale then resell it? Or do you need to have that storefront and that retail, you know, situation set up?
Well, usually we like to have someone who has a business that sells, resells products. So if in part of their practice is a significant portion is actually reselling products, then we're open to it. But mostly it's going to be retail stores. But another alternative is for people who are passionate about our products, we do have affiliate programs where they can be part of our online store and get remuneration for referring their customers to buying our products through their websites.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that. So we'll make sure that everyone is aware of that, and I'll check that out myself just to see how it works on the site.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's good. Charles, our time is gone. And what a great interview. Very insightful, loaded with great information. Maybe I got a question in mind because I'm going back now to close to when we first met and we had a mutual friend who were being married and we were having a little chat about training. And I know that you have a respect for the iron and the game of lifting. So can you tell us how you learned some important business or life principles in the gym that relate now to your current success?
Ah, good one. Well, I think it's about getting there, first of all. You know, it's easy to miss a bunch of workouts because you got a lot of stuff going on in life, but I think that one of the key things is consistency and pushing yourself, and it's the same in business. So getting to the gym and working out hard to build your body is the same thing as getting to the office, and it is about putting in the hours and being smart, training smart, working smart, and documenting your progress, always trying to do a little better every time. I think the principles of lifting in the gym and building a business over time are pretty similar that way.
Charles Chang has been our special expert guest. He is the president of Sequels. He is a true entrepreneur, an innovator, and a visionary, and is making a massive contribution to make this world a better place. Charles, we thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Corey, and you guys do an awesome job as well. Thanks so much.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with sports nutrition update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.